Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Whoa! Sorry. Whoa! You need to respect your elders and respect fandom history.
If you want to respect fandom history, respect Kirk and Spock.
They still don't like you. You kind of TM.
I can't even talk about this for much longer.
No, this is just really...
I feel sick. We're live.
Okay.
So many things have been happening.
Okay.
I don't know when this episode's coming out, but today is October 6th.
Yeah.
And if you don't know, Our Flag Means Death came back
October 5th.
October 5th at midnight. However, we had a watching party last night.
That's right.
With all our friends. Mm-hmm. And by all our friends, we mean Esty and Kelsey.
Yes, fans of the show, Esty and Kelsey.
I don't even know where... What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Fangirl Central.
Okay, yeah, let's not do that again, because we honestly forgot to introduce ourselves once.
Honestly,
a lot of times.
After some point, like, it's going to have to be the fact that you're either going to jump in with us or you're not going to...
Yeah.
Like, I'm Amanda.
And I'm Amber.
Get ready to hear me. This is my voice. This is Amanda's voice.
And this is Amber's voice. Testing.
Amanda is the pink one.
Amber's the purple sister.
So if you want to... This is also... Can I just say...
It's really confusing that we just talked in the third person after introducing ourselves. Like, that's going to throw people off immediately.
Well, I'm just saying, like, this is how you say my name, and it's Amanda, and this is how Amanda says it.
Girl, who's... says Amanda differently is one of the most popular 90 names.
Girl, I just want them to know, because when I start listening to a new podcast, I'm like, who is that? Like, which one is which? Like, I'm getting lost.
My name is spelled Amber. It's pronounced Ambra.
Amber, shut up. this is a big moment, because this is our second episode in our new studio, but the first with our little fancy cameras.
Hey, okay, and let's wave. Hi, guys. Hi, guys. And hello, Rachel.
Hey, Rachel. That's our editor. Wow, we just talked at the same time. You would think that we're sisters or something.
Yeah, honestly. We didn't even speak. We paused.
Well, so this episode is about being a fangirl is central to your identity. Even though I am non-binary.
This podcast.
We're figuring out gender stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I still use fangirl. We still use sisters. Mm-hmm. This is us.
This is real. Can't ignore it. Breaking out.
Taking free,
constantly,
going for it.
How about showing
double braces me?
And that's from
that's
Barbie
Sky
Diaries.
Sky Sweetnam from Barbie Diaries.
That's Sky Sweetnam?
It's Sky Sweetnam, please don't forget. And everybody.
No, I never forgot, because I never knew that.
No, yes, you did, because
no.
Yes, you did, because on the DVD, and I have my DVD booklets here for later, on the DVD, there's a music video of her, like, singing with her little pink guitar.
You're right.
Sky Sweetnam is the voice of, like, a lot of our childhood. I want to say that if you have not heard it, everyone go listen to Tangled Up in Me by Sky Sweetnam. I listened to it a lot driving to work. And
get tangled up in me.
She says, what does she say? She goes, I'm the one that's honking. She goes, I'm the one that's honking at you because I left late again.
It's a rock.
And I'm like, that's...
She's a rock. She's a rock star, and she's like, but she does like screamo music now, or like hard metal.
Yeah, in Texas.
I had such a big crush on her. Like, I was like so obsessed with her. We're getting off track.
Me too. Yes. Wait. Yeah. Same. She's also Buzz on Maggie. Anyways,
theme song.
She didn't play the original.
I'm unpredictable.
I'm nearly irresistible, and I don't even try.
Wow,
I'm easily excitable, and sometimes I'm unreliable. And sometimes unreliable. Don't ask me why.
I really related to that.
Me too. Oh.
She was like just like some wild like weird girl. There's like this Tumblr post that's like weird girls are the backbone of society.
Yeah.
And I would like to have a moment of silence for that.
It's true.
Jumping right along. Our Flag Means Death came back and I have been losing my mind, cuckoo bananas, over it for the last year and a half.
Right.
As a backstory, I've dressed as Blackbeard 3 separate occasions. Once was Comic-Con 2022, once was at Klexicon 2022, and I won the costume contest. And when they asked me what was the inspiration behind this costume, I said, gender envy, and everyone cheered. And now that sounds like a fake story that somebody would post on Tumblr, but it did happen. And the third time was at Comic-Con 2023, where I was Barbie Blackbeard because I had this hair, and it does kind of look like his hair if it was pink and a little longer, and Amber was my handler. And she
I literally
and everybody
was your
on
handler.
Amber, everybody,
people kept asking for photos, and I was like, oh.
Yes. And she was filming me. She was like, she was getting all the angles. She was filming my interactions with people. And people also thought she was dressed as Barbie. They were like, so you're just Barbie.
I just had purple hair and a purple skirt on, and people just thought I looked like Barbie. Okay.
Because you did.
Thank you.
And
it was Barbie season. It was like the weekend Barbie came out.
So I've been waiting for Our Flag Means Death for a year and a half. Amber just binged it all this week.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, finished binging it the day before it came out.
I want to say, hold on. I know I'm fidgeting a lot for any of our viewers. My back hurts, but also, I'm trying to like make sure that I'm trying to make sure that I'm at the mic and not, but I also, it's so high up that I can't see you. And I also like, I'm trying to make.
You literally can see me. I'm looking right at you.
No, I know, but just because I adjusted it down. Yes. And but I also, maybe my obscure, I'm obstructing my vision because I'm wearing sunglasses for some reason. there's just a lot going on. We're in the studio. We're still fresh to it. It's a new home.
It is.
We're still trying to get it decorated as well. Sorry to go off topic one more time, but let's get back into Our Flag Means Death. I did just watch it in full this past week. Mm. I have seen the first episode and a half, I want to say like maybe like 5 different times.
Good God.
Because with shows that I'm suggested to watch, I will try. But I just find myself getting distracted so easily.
Me too.
And you so it really takes, it's a lot of false starts.
The vibe has to catch you.
Yes.
Like you, it's really hard to catch the vibe of a new show that someone's been that you didn't stumble upon yourself, like you didn't have like a personal connection to, like, oh, it was just on the main page and I just clicked it, or like, I wanted to watch this because of this actor or this, or because it's gay or because of whatever.
Yeah.
Like, so right. I agree. Like, I feel like it happens with our suggestions to each other. Mm-hmm.
And
like,
a lot, yeah, that and just a lot of friends, it's just kind of like, okay, it's on my list.
But my brain and my heart have to be in,
because my brain and my heart
to that.
My brain and my heart when they need to watch something of something like an escape, which maybe that show that was a suggestion could become.
Right.
It's gonna go to an old escape. Like, sorry, I'm about to go watch Degrassi. And
yeah, and I'm gonna go watch Doctor Who. Is that your leg?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
And it's not,
I just wanted to make sure.
No, yeah, no cords are being wrecked. But it's not anything personal. But anyways, all that to say, it wasn't anything personal. It's not anything personal that this person suggesting it. And it also doesn't mean that the show's bad. Like, Our Flag Means Death, good show. Actually, great writing. And I'll get into it in a second.
So good.
But I just kept on not paying attention. So I kept on having to rewind. And I was like, whatever, we'll try again.
And I always say to people, you have to get to the 4th episode. Like, because you have to get to where, sorry, Blackbeard is there, and I'm sorry if that's a spoiler.
I don't know if you should be doing that. Because
no, because everybody's like, what is the point of this? And I'm like, well, when you it's the first three episodes of Our Flag Means Death are something that when you go back and rewatch it,
it is a what is the point is this? It is because but it's also like so good because you're just getting vibes of the it's character it's development.
It's a slow burn.
It's just development. It's a slow burn
because it's Steed's story. Like we're seeing his backstory, why he became a pirate, and then all these goofy people. Mm-hmm. And like it's just so good. I feel like people are so used to like I'm jumping into this and like every story point has to happen immediately or I'm gonna lose interest mm-hmm. because of our like shortened attention spans or whatever, which right. I have like I'm like is that real or I'm like we can have attention spans as long as we want if you just want it if you can dedicate it to and I think it's a return to slow burn and it's a return to like character growth and actual development where I'm like yes that character is doing that. It reminds me of Avatar: The Last Airbender. How it was slow. It was slow. The first five episodes of Avatar are like hard to watch and get into.
Yeah, when you first started. But okay, yes. So it was a slow burn. I want to call back to when you said your story at Klexicon. Mm-hmm. Gender.
Envy.
That story hits me differently now that I've watched it. Like I'm like,
Amber, what? Explain what you mean. Explain what you mean.
Blackbeard makes me. Edward makes me so sad. Ow. Okay, that really hurt me. I just got triggered. Blackbeard makes. Edward makes me so sad. That little boy makes me so sad. That pirate makes me so sad. He's a monster. But he makes me so sad. He's not a monster. I know that's really a sensitive topic. But like,
no, but he does monstrous things. He's the Kraken.
He's fucking the Kraken. Like,
okay. It's characters like Edward Teach and, sorry, Crowley from Good Omens that literally like make me feel like I'm going insane because I relate to both of them so much being mm-hmm. like misunderstood and also characters like the Doctor mm-hmm. like being misunderstood and like being unable to express your emotions mm-hmm. in a healthy way.
I feel that I relate to that too
for people that people can understand you mm-hmm. and then also like not understanding how to cope with your like really strong emotions mm-hmm. and it can like be at the detriment of your friends mm-hmm. who just want to help you, mm-hmm. but you're like this dark monster, and you're like, no one will ever understand my darkness. And it's like, we're all human beings. We all feel the same things. Like, someone will understand.
Yes, I was just thinking about this today, like, not to get too therapy up on here, but you know
Let's
what? That's what media is. Sorry, media consumption. Ooh, maybe the later topic. But,
yeah, we are talking about media consumption and the blurred lines, but continue. And also the art archive of our own shipping bracket.
Right.
That's our topic of today.
I
so
have,
put
like,
a pin
five
in
things
that.
To say. Okay, so one, I was thinking earlier today, I was like, I'm stubborn in the way that I like to sit in my sadness. Mm. Like, not everything, but if I have figured out, like, oh, this is shitty and I'm very upset about it, I will sit in it and I have to be really dramatic about it.
Yeah.
Even with my friends being like, it's gonna be okay. I'm like, literally shocked.
How do you know that?
Not even how do you know that, but it's like it's not okay.
No.
Maybe it will tomorrow, maybe in 30 minutes. But it isn't.
It's not right.
It isn't
now.
And I'm so stubborn that I like just listen to me and know that I'm right, that it's going terribly.
Right.
All the conditions are bad.
And then you just have to kind of like get over it.
Yeah, and then, but it's so crazy because as soon as I'm, like, over it, I'm like, whoops, they were right. Like, it is going to be okay. Like, and that's why I don't want to say any spoilers because it is so fresh, but, like, that's why watching Our Flag Means Death, like, the new episodes, I was like, boy, please. Like, you can, please sit in it, but stop being a menace.
Like such a menace.
And I know that I am a menace when I am like in whatever state I'm talking about. Whatever, if there's a situation going on, I know what
your hand might be blocking your hand.
Okay. I was like, what? I thought you'd be like, you remember we're being recorded. I was like, Yes, bitch. I'm about to be loud. Record.
People can hear us. You need me. Just make sure.
What was I saying?
You are a menace.
I know I'm a menace. Like, I have my own version of, like, going on to Navy ships and killing every white man around. Like, right. I have my own, like, version of that. Yeah. But when I'm watching this show, I'm like, you don't need to be murdering folk. Please just be upset and be really upset. Cry. Like, oh, God, when he's crying, I'm like, you know what? Just cry. Just cry really hard. Cry so hard right now and don't leave that corner until you're done. But don't go out there and throw people off a fucking boat.
And it's so awful because that's the only way. That's how he's been raised.
Exactly.
Like, his youth and, like, his coming of age was dealing with emotions through murdering people, and that it's like an exaggerated version of, like, toxic masculinity, where, like, you can only get your emotions out through anger, and it's just, like, pushed to the extreme. Which, that's why I love, like, high fantasy and genre, and, like,
it's like
high stakes, like, what's it called, high concept, because it's piracy, and so it's not really, like, fantasy. Like, pirating did happen, but it's a fantasy version of piracy, because did none of these people do any of it? These people were not, like, some of these people were not alive at the same time. Like, it's historically inaccurate, but it's, like,
it's easier to make sense of things when it's so dramatized. Like, honestly.
Yes.
Like, even the line where he was like, you were going to have me killed. What's his wife's name? Mary. Mm-hmm. Mary goes, is it really that much more dramatic than you running off to become a pirate? And it's like, no one in this show can ask anything from the base that they have common sense and the other character doesn't, because the show is insane.
No.
And I love that, because I was like, yeah, she's right. Like, yeah, it's crazy that she's going to have a husband killed, but you ran off thinking you was going to become a pirate.
Exactly. Like, I feel two things. I feel like the other day we were talking to somebody about, like, how, like, I have a lot of friends that don't like fantasy and sci-fi, and I completely understand, because they, like, can't buy into it. Mm-hmm. They, like, okay, but it's not real. Mm-hmm. And that at a fundamental level, it's like, I want these stories to reflect my reality. That's how I feel seen, and I completely understand that, because half the time, that's also how I feel seen. I think I love the extremes where it's, like, brutally real, or it's, like, completely camp, satire, high concept fantasy sci-fi, because at those extremes, and especially within, like, the fantasy sci-fi genre stuff, it's like, this is not my life, but it is my emotions, and it's helping me understand my emotions, because it's so intense. Like,
no, exactly.
When the doctor is, like, going through a life or death situation, his lack of emotional, like, awareness is, like, literally life or death, and the companion can fill that in. It's like, oh, that's what my friends do for me. Like, like, when I feel misunderstood, or, like, when I don't understand the emotional stakes of a situation, that's what the people around me can, like, that's why the people in my, I have the people that, like, I just understand myself and my relationships more because of these, like, high concept
exactly.
things.
Exactly. Like, that's why when we were watching Blackbeard, we were watching the revenge crew try and be like, dude, like, remember that you had come so far. And then also, like, when he, spoiler.
Yeah, we're going to do spoilers from here.
Yeah,
on
we should just do it. Yeah, okay. When he shot, what's his name?
Izzy.
When he shot Izzy, right.
She just watched it this week. Be nice.
Be nice. Please don't be mean. Ugh. Okay. but when he shot Izzy and then he was like, go kill him. Somebody was like, I think it was Jim. They go, he was your friend.
Yeah.
And
so mad. Jim was so mad.
Like, they were like, he was your friend. And it kind of reminded me, like, I was like, I do really like to sit and fester in my loneliness and mean to my loved ones. Mm-hmm. And I really have to pluck myself out of that and be like, this is hurting your loved ones. Because, I mean, I've been on the other side where a loved one has been in isolation just because of whatever's going on in their life, or they are insulting themselves or whatever it is. And I'm kind of like, I'll make it about myself. And I'm like, you're insulting my loved one. You're insulting my friend. Mm-hmm. And you're also kind of insulting my judgment, because I love you. And you're saying that I fucking shouldn't. Like, you're saying that you're a piece of trash and you don't, like, whatever it is. And I'm like, oh, I do the same thing. And so it's just kind of like perspective. You got to have perspective when you get low, low, low. Like, Blackbeard thought no one cared. He got that low because he convinced himself that no one cared, and he was not worth it.
Right. Because
there was no one. That he was, like, not worth it. So, like, there was no one that he was hurting by hurting himself.
Right.
Which is so crazy. And also, please remember what you're just going to say. Also, this is a little bit of a trigger warning, but everything that he was doing on the boat was, like, he wasn't suicidal. He was having suicidal tendencies. Mm-hmm. Everybody was like, you won't do it. You're scared.
Yeah.
Which is just as scary.
Yeah.
Like, he was really edging. He was like, someone do it for me.
Yeah.
Because even as much as I hate myself, like, I still kind of hope someone will prove it, prove to me that I should hate myself that much by killing me.
Right.
Or prove me wrong by, I don't know, being Steed and coming back. Like, he got fixated on that.
Exactly. Like, it was like he, one was, which was, is like what we all do in society, valuing romantic love over every other type of unconditional love. And so at the absence of Steed, he was like, well, fuck all the other crew. Like,
yeah, who like, had become his friends, who idolized him.
Who did love him. Like,
did love
Izzy
him.
Loves him.
Izzy loves him to death. That was so sad.
All the other people on that boat had grown to love him.
Yes.
They were his friends.
Right.
And then he was testing them. They were like, he was like, nobody loves me, especially y'all, because you're going to kill me. Because if I go insane to my brink,
you will kill me.
Stop loving me.
Yeah. And it's like,
so like, do it.
Yeah, that's
basically.
So stubborn. Like, that's so stubborn of a... He was like, I have to prove to you all I'm worth nothing. Which is, like, such a hard place to pluck yourself out of. Like, that's so... That is so sad. And that's... I think that's why I was moaning a lot.
I would...
Earlier in the episode. Because he hurts my goddamn soul.
I know. It was kind of refreshing to see him in that limbo on the beach, because he was acting like himself again.
Yeah.
He had nothing to lose. He was like, well, what the fuck's going on? Like, and he was acting like himself, that like the true Ed, not like the depressed, like suicidal, heartbroken Ed. Because he still was. He just wasn't acting like insane. And
he was
like
in his subconscious.
So it was refreshing to see him do that. And also, I want to talk about, I've seen a lot of people, this is a little bit of a different topic, but I've seen a lot of people talking about the juxtapositions between Steed and Ed's fantasies, because the first episode starts with Steed's fantasy and the last episode that we saw ends with Ed's of them. And so Steed's is like, he, in his fantasy, he's hyper masculine, like he's like a swashbuckling pirate, like everything he thinks Edward wants in him. Like, he's like, I'm not enough of a badass pirate
beard.
For him. He has the full beard. He's killing Izzy. He's like coming to his rescue.
He's got dark eyebrows.
And then in Ed's fantasy, Steed is like a beautiful merman. And he's like ethereal and like dainty and soft and delicate.
Yeah.
Like like the precious like cloths that Steed has. And,
yes.
and to Ed, Steed is like, he's not soft or delicate or fancy enough for him. And so in both of their fantasies, they're like kind of playing to their insecurities about what they think the other needs about them.
Yeah.
But like
just plain out needs them.
Yes. Like
it's
Ed,
just straight.
The reason that Ed loves Steed is because he's that soft, not because he's a swashbuckling pirate. And the reason that Steed loves Ed is not because he's not soft enough. It's because he's like a badass pirate. Like they think that they need to be more like the other.
Are.
And it's cute because they want to be more like the other. But it's like, you guys love each other
because of
who you are.
Exactly. Like straight up because of who you are.
You fill in the gaps. Like, you're compatible. Like.
Oh.
I can't even talk about this for much longer.
No, this is actually really.
I feel sick.
It's crushing
I
my
feel
soul.
Sick.
Because.
And also all the other Lucius and Black Pete's reunion.
No. Okay.
When they saw Lucius, guys, y'all, when they saw Lucius, me, Amber, Esty, and Kelsey all screamed
shrieked.
At the top of our lungs.
It was a
I started
shriek.
Jumping up and down and waving my arms and screaming.
Literally fell flat on my face on the couch. I shrieked and then just laid flat down. Like, and I said this to Amanda. I said, I don't think I realized how upset, how held up in my heart I was that Ed, because that was the beginning. That was like the beginning of him going back to Blackbeard. Like, literally the beginning. He pushed him off the ship. And I was like, whoa.
Literal.
And so I think when he came back, when Lucius appeared again, it was like, if Lucius is back, I'm sorry. If Lucius is back,
just banged the table.
There is still hope, because
that really
broke me.
I was like, no, there's no way
he can't
he's dead.
Come back
he's like
from
one
this.
Of the funniest people on the show. Like
exactly, and also casting wise and outside of the show wise, I was like, there's no way he's dead because he's one of the staple pieces. Like, there's no way he's dead. This is the last episode. There's no way he's dead. He's got to come back. And so he did. And so I shrieked.
It was like so. And when they got back to and Lucius was like, but Black Pete was like, you have a beard. And Lucius was like, do you hate it? And he's like, no, I love it. Oh my, I love it all. The whole show is the queerest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
And okay. I'm going to start to rant a little bit.
Okay.
So I'm going to explain something to you and the listeners, and that is that there has been an archive of our own shipping bracket going on with the, like, top whatever amount of ships on archive of our own, and they've been going through round one, two, I think we're on three right now, and it's been, like, war. Okay. It's been, like, straight up war. There was the...
What is shipping bracket? Like, the best ship?
Yeah, like they're trying to find the best ship, and they're pulling from the ships that have the most amount of fics on archiveofourown.
Okay, so I was like, "What's the criteria?" Because it's really about your opinion.
The criteria is just based on numbers, and then people vote. So, for example, Ed and Steed were up against Stucky. Which I don't like calling them Stucky.
That might be an unpopular opinion.
Steve and Bucky. Yeah, I don't like calling them Stucky because I think I don't like that word. I don't know. I just don't like it
either. It doesn't roll off the tongue.
So Ed and Steed were up against Steve and Bucky, and Ed and Steed won. But it was like this thing where it was like a very, very, very close battle, and Steve and Bucky were winning. But then all the R flag means death. People got their fans from Twitter, Facebook, and Tumblr to vote on the thing. And so people were like, I'm calling fraud. The Steve and Bucky fans were livid. They were calling fraud, and they were like, fuck Ed and Steed. Steve and Bucky is fandom history. You're insulting fandom history and your forebearers. And Ed and Steed are stupid. That show is stupid. Like, you guys have your ship is canon, so you're weaker than us. You're inherently weaker than us because your ship is canon. We've had to go through the trenches.
Okay.
And it's giving very
Don't
much
be making it a trauma war now, because really, we could really win with that one.
It's really giving, like, when I was a boy, they beat us up.
Yeah.
So you are invalid as a queer person, as a Black person, as anybody who's been marginalized because I suffered more than you.
Mm.
So that conversation is that.
Yeah.
And then it's like, fandom history?
Right.
I'm sorry, that was 10 years ago. I'm sorry, fandom history is being created
every single day. Yeah, like classics are classics.
I'm going to read out some insane things to you because I want your reactions to these.
Okay.
So this was the original ask. The R flag means deaths fans have asked Reddit and Twitter to join in. This isn't fair anymore. And then the mods of the ship bracket on Tumblr said, this has never been fair. Voter fraud has literally always been allowed. If you don't like it, fraud harder. And they said, do we vote for the ship that influenced fandom history more or the ship we actually like more? It's like, what are you even talking about? The mods go, this poll is a celebration of fandom history, fandom creativity, and fandom labor. However,
you can't do who's influenced more when it's like, when it's like you said, one's been out longer.
Yeah. And it said, however, in the spirit of fandom and chaos, you can vote however you want. And all other people can argue about what metric we should all vote by. And you can, but what are we going to do? Go to their houses and stop them? And you can be unconvinced. But it ultimately, it's a set of buttons. Up to you which one you click for whichever reason. Somebody said, if Stucky loses, I'm going to delete my fucking blog. You people are so fucking dumb. Somebody says, if anything, I feel like a fandom that's barely a year old with canonically queer... Oh, wait, no, this isn't bitchy. Somebody said, this isn't good. Somebody said, if anything, I feel like a fandom that's barely a year old with canonically queer middle-aged men, one of whom is indigenous, eking out a win against a juggernaut of Marvel ship is pretty historic.
Yeah.
I want to say it's also two straight white men in Bucky and Steve versus, yes, Taika and Reese are straight as well, but it's like that show is explicitly and canonically queer.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I'm a huge Bucky Steve fan.
Mm-hmm.
Bucky and Steve was my top ship before I started reading Aziraphale and Crowley and Our Flag Means Death.
Mm-hmm.
And there's similar things going on with it was 10 Rows versus Aziraphale and Crowley. David Tennant's in both. Mm-hmm. I ship both hardcore. And the 10 Row shippers were like everybody who voted for Aziraphale and Crowley must be new users. And I'm like, are you like dumb?
Yeah.
Are you like stupid? Like, if anything, the fact that people in the Our Flag Means Death and Good Omens fandoms can still be passionate about brand new things just as much as we were 10 years ago means that we are, like, evolving in our fandom, and we're not acting insane like we did when we were teenagers, and that we need to move on from the 2010s.
Yeah.
It is not Super Hulock anymore. Super Hulock does not dominate Tumblr.
You can't. No.
We have changed as a people.
No. No. Like, with everybody has to get around to understanding that fandom grows. Like, you can still love everything that you grew up with, but you can't really necessarily just be mad at everything new.
No.
That, I mean, you can, but that's not going to be fun for you.
Also, I feel like most Our Flag Means Death fans are middle-aged people.
You might like Our Flag Means Death, those who are, like, insulting. Like, if you like Stephen Bucky, you might like Our Flag Means Death. Have you watched it?
I mean, do you want to still be hurt? It's like you like being hurt.
And that's what I was... It's like your damn Edward. Because that's what I'm saying. Like, it's easy to get stuck in your sorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just like, stop being stubborn about being mad. Like, now you're being mad because you want to stay mad.
Right.
Like, really pluck yourself out of there, because it's probably not good for your mental.
Like, it's Tumblr.com. Mm-hmm. And they're like, I thought, like, Destiel ruled this site, because Destiel is a supernatural ship. And
oh,
it lost. It lost to an X-Files, the X-Files main ship.
It's supposed to be fun, guys.
It's supposed to be fun. Like, and that's why I'm like, I love the mods of this bracket, because they're like, literally vote however you want. Like, get as many people to vote if you want. Like, do what you need to do to organize yourselves. But, like, take a break.
Uh-huh.
Like, chill out. People are like, I can't believe Tenrose lost to Aziraphale and Crowley. This is not fair. Like, new ship shouldn't be allowed to be in this. But I'm like, the sheer amount, the fact that we're in the top ships of Archive of Our Own, a website that's been around for years and years and years, and two brand new ships, Aziraphale and Crowley and Our Flag Means Death, are even qualified to be in the bracket, says a lot about how insane the fandom is. Because for a lot of people, it re-sparked fandom. For me, like, those two shows re-sparked my cuckoo bananas.
Right.
And they did so for a lot of things. So that's not something that you can just, like, breathe
invalidate.
Over.
Yeah.
Like, I was hurt for Stephen Bucky.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was in pain. I was in pain.
Yeah.
I was in pain.
Don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted, because, yeah. Maybe you're still, maybe they are still held up over Stephen Bucky, but you got Stephen Bucky on your belt, and now you got these two on top of it. So, like, don't make this about who's going through it the most.
I'm sorry. I'm going to say something that might be also controversial, because I don't want to stir up controversy, but
go on.
The best fix I've read in my life have been from Good Omens and Our Flag Means Death. And I tried to go back and read more Stephen Bucky fics, and they're just not as good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a generalization that I'm doing because I'm so mad.
Mm-hmm.
Because I did, like, stay up all night reading Stephen Bucky fanfiction and I still read Ten and Rose. I would have been happy if Ten and Rose or Aziraphale and Crowley won. I'm just saying, like, you don't need to be a bitch about it.
Yeah.
You don't need to be an absolute fucking bitch saying that. I know. They're like, those fans are so annoying. And I'm like, all fans are so annoying.
Yeah,
there's
all
annoying
fans
in every fandom. Mm-hmm. It's not the whole fandom.
There's always one fandom that's like, that really does think that they're superior over. And I there's some directioners like that. Like, the harmonizers were kind of crazy.
Yeah, there's
like,
fans like
there
this.
Are fan. There's like, there is always going to be a pocket in the fandom where it's like, these people think that we're actually in a war.
Yeah.
And
that it's that serious.
And it's like, I mean, it just kind of goes back to the parasocial relationship episode we had, where it's like, me saying my preference does not mean your preference is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And please don't tell me my preference is. Because
right.
Now you're just gonna piss a bitch off. Like, no one is coming after you. Don't come after me.
That's why when we're talking about, like, Team Edward versus Team Jacob, I can't actually, like, get passionate about it.
Neither
because
I
don't, it's not real. Mm-hmm. One, it's fun to, like, fake argue, but even when we're even fake arguing, I'm like, both of those ships are ridiculous, and I don't think one is inherently right over the other, because it's all subjective. Is your opinion.
I wouldn't like judge someone's character, like,
no!
on genuinely who they if they're Team Edward and Team Colin and Team Jacob. I mean, if we're at a theme night, I fucking love it. Like,
yeah, like that was like a sport. Like, it's
funny.
It's
but like,
it's more sports but than war.
There are some conversations where you can get in where people are like, you don't get human life.
No.
Because you think that.
You inherently don't understand
you
empathy.
You think that Edward and Bella actually should have ended up together. And it's like.
And obviously there's like extremes.
It's a book.
Where it's like, obviously there's things that are like immoral in the real world. Mm-hmm. And we can get into that on like, if we're talking about fan
Everything's
fiction.
Everything's a tightrope.
We'll talk about fan fiction in a different episode because I feel like we need to really like. Mentally think through it when we talk about stuff when people are like shipping real people together like Larry and or like shipping things that are like morally wrong like incest. We'll talk about it on a different
what
episode.
Are you talking about
I that what do you mean
who incest were you thinking of anyone
the Winchester brothers from Supernatural.
And can I say?
And people also people also ship Thor and Loki. Like
they're not related, but I
people
hear you.
People ship incest. Okay,
I get
the,
it.
The ship is literally called Wincest. It's literally called Wincest.
And I didn't know that.
Just disclaimer: neither of us have seen Supernatural.
Yes,
but I saw it. I was there.
I never understood what was going on. I do remember what Dean and Sam are brothers. Is that their names?
I think so.
Okay.
It's loosely based off of Good Omens. There's even a character named Crowley in it. The book.
Okay.
Good Omens. I know, right. It's all fucked up.
Okay.
But this is what I mean is like, obviously, there, with celebrity too, when we said, like, we're not going to stop supporting someone because of some celebrity gossip. However, there's extreme cases, you know, like if they do something illegal or abuse.
Right.
But we're talking about fan fiction. It's not real.
Come on now.
This post says, I know a certain level of projection on fictional characters and situations is inevitable and even healthy, but sometimes you got to step back into the real world to remind yourself that character X is not your shitty parent, abusive ex, asshole boss, bully from high school.
And or
that
even the people, exactly yourself.
And that the people who like character X are not personally victimizing you. And then someone reblogged it and said, this also operates vice versa. Character X is not literally you. Mm-hmm. And people who dislike character X are not personally victimizing you.
Right.
Like, you need to get it together.
Right. Like,
you all need to get it together.
It's you can't. You have to compartmentalize your obsessions because if not, it will get blurry.
I just take issue with people's impulses being like, new thing, bad, old thing, better.
Yeah.
Because of it, because it's old. Like, yeah. You're literally sounding like a conservative.
Yes.
Like, you need to respect your elders and respect fandom history. If you want to respect fandom history, respect Kirk and Spock, which
right.
I do.
Yeah. Also, I mean, the same thing kind of goes with outside of fandom, like with human beings. Like, when there is a horrible public figure out there terrorizing America and such.
Right. As they do. Many of them.
I don't really like to take jabs at their physical appearance.
Mm-mm.
Because, or something that is just natural to like how they are, like their voice, their physical appearance, anything, because there might be a very nice person who might have that mannerism, look a little bit like that, and you're insulting their physical appearance too.
Right.
Like, it's just like, be careful. Like, mm-hmm. I think you guys kind of know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a specific person. I would never defend this idiot, but I never like these impressions. Mm. Where they're making fun of like how they are because I've met some old white men who act or not act like that but talk like this kind of resemble this and they're like really nice they aren't trying to take away my rights and shit.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna insult him.
It's also like
physically
where does the line draw between that's weird and cringe to you're insulting neurodivergent people,
right?
Like, which a lot of Good Omens and Our Flag Means Death fans are neurodivergent and do stuff that people would describe as cringe. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I think that people describe the show as cringe because there are, like, explicitly queer things in it, explicit tropes from fan fiction in it, like those two fantasies that I just described that Steed and Ed had. Like, literally Steed and a merman, like, being a merman is literally a fan fiction trope, and people think it's cringe. And I'm getting away from the point, but, like, insulting fans of this stuff because it's, like, we're so outwardly weird and queer and, like, not ashamed to be neurodivergent and talking about it in mixed spaces, I think is, like, the exact reason that everybody's been driven to hide on Tumblr. You want us to hide on Tumblr for the rest of life?
Mm-mm.
I don't.
No.
I'm doing this
like,
shit.
Like, we want to have TV shows made. It's really fun when you see something on the... Like, when your favorite book is made into a movie, like...
And
it's
they
fun.
And they remain true to what you liked about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, if there's a show that is like doing well and it's basically a fan fiction, that's a win for Tumblr girlies because
especially if it's good.
Yeah, if it's good.
Our Flag Means Death is and Good Omens season 2 are good.
Mm-hmm. Our Flag Means Death is good. I was gonna say earlier, like the build up. I watched it as an assignment, and so I was just kind of like watching it, taking in the plot and learn just to consume and just to know what's going on for when we had our watch party. Because it was kind of a project. It was an assignment for me. But...
Yeah, I made her. Me, Kelsey, and Esty bullied her.
Yes. And Jason.
Jason. Shout out my Jason. We both have Jasons.
We both have Jasons from college. Both beautiful.
Yeah, they both are.
They both have
honestly,
beautiful
eyes. I get lost in both their eyes.
I feel like we've talked about both Jason's eyes on this podcast.
I'm sorry. Jason's, if you're listening to this, we get lost in your eyes
every
day. We
get lost in your eyes. Because it was an assignment, I was just kind of like watching. I was paying attention, obviously. I was like, oh, that was cute. Oh, that was cute. Oh, that was really monumental and gay.
Right, you've never seen anything like
never.
Before.
Yeah, I was like, oh, what the fuck? That just kind of naturally happened. And then when the devastation happened at the last 12 minutes, like it really like I said to Amanda, if the ending of season one and like ended any other way, I would not have felt as I wouldn't have felt the urgency to watch season 2 the very next day because I really was watching it and kind of like, okay, I kind of know what's going to happen. I see why Amanda and Kelsey really like the show. Like, okay. And then the ending happened and I said, now hold a minute, because I thought we were going to end this kind of nice. Things were going kind of nice. I just really like forgot how finales really flip the script. I wasn't really paying attention. It snuck up on me. And so I was just like, now I'm devastated and unfulfilled.
And I'm jealous that you could watch it literally the next day.
I know. I can't believe it.
I, in the span of season 1 to 2, I rewatched the first season like over 30 times probably and have read countless amount of fan fictions.
I don't know what I would have done if I had to go a whole year just like knowing that.
I had to read. This is what I mean. I had to read Fix It Fix. It was the only thing that I could do was to read. Do you know what a Fix It Fix is?
You said it once before.
And you don't know.
Fix It Fix.
Fix It. Fix.
What are you saying?
I'm saying fix it and then F-I-C-S. Like
fix it. Like fix it.
Fix it. Fix. Fix it is F-I-X dash I-T.
Yeah.
Space.
Fix.
F-I-C-S.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Fix it. Fix. Yeah. They're a type of fan fiction that is like, will fix the ending.
That's beautiful.
Like, for you. So if it's a heartbreaking ending, it'll be like, yeah, that happened, and then this happened immediately, so that you can be like, okay, so they had a happy ending, so that I cannot be in pain for a year and a half.
Fangirls are so down.
That's the only way that I could cope.
Yeah.
Like, and it did heal. It healed me from Good Omens season 2.
It's like medication.
And it did heal me for Our Flag Means Death. It held me off. Like, it literally did. And that's, like, the fangirl creativity, mm-hmm. like fandom... labor,
yeah,
literal labor, like writing for free, fan art for free. People do pod fic for free, like podcast fan fiction, like for free, and they do it in their own time. Mm-hmm. But anyway,
hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
We're going to talk, there's a whole month left of Our Flag Means Death, so we're going to talk about it later.
We're going to have because noodles at the next showing, because the noodles had Steed and his crew.
Can we talk about the, like, queer woman wins?
Yeah.
Like, queer femme and, like, WLW, like, non-binary wins
of this season.
Because Jim looks hot as hell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jim looked hot as hell.
Jim and Oluwande's reunion. Ugh, Oluwande is so cute.
Wait, I'm so upset because even, like, I couldn't fully, like, appreciate the hotness, the attractiveness of the first opening scene where we saw the revenge because it was hot.
Yeah, all
the
of them.
Music was hot. Like the music, the terrorizing. Unfortunately, the way they all looked, it was hot. But
the
I was
eyeliner.
Too the eyeliner.
Guys, they're all
Blackbeard's
hot.
Blackbeard's short beard. And
oh my
like,
god, his little ringlets.
His ringlets and like
hoopy.
When he would put. I just like it was attractive, but I was so devastated and like stressed and like I was like I don't give a fuck what you guys look like. You're stressing me out.
Yeah,
and I need somebody to get some fucking sense.
I want to say this last thing. Last night, I said I feel like I've been punched in the chest. And then while I was recovering, I've been punched in the gut. Mm. That's how it felt to watch the first three episodes. And they're all hot. How about the whole ensemble is hot for different reasons? And also the fact that that's, like, queer, too. Because everybody's hot for, like, nobody on that show, I feel like, is, like, what, like, an American show would be, like, typically hot. Like
hot, let's get him on Good
white
Morning America.
And blonde. Yeah. Except Steed, who is, like, the one who is the outcast within the pirates. It's like they all are kind of weird looking. They're different body shapes, they're different races, different sexualities, different genders, like different gender expressions. But they're all hot. Like, I think that they're all like so hot. Mm. This whole ensemble, and they all have so much chemistry and they're all funny. And I think that that's just so great. And I don't understand people that would be like, fuck this show because the fans are weird. Like, I feel like that's just like you being like, okay, nerd. Like you're fans, but you're too weird.
The fans are weird. If you call yourself a huge fan of anything, you really cannot be throwing the word weird around.
No,
it is weird to be a fan. That's like the whole point. Like,
I feel like it's mimicking what people within the LGBTQ community do to each other.
Yeah,
like when gay people want to be disassociated from trans people, mm-hmm. and it's like. For what? You know, straight people don't like you either.
Yeah.
Like.
Yes, and also racially,
and
like
racially,
colorism. It's like,
yes.
What? You two skins lighter? You two shades lighter?
That video that you, I think you
they
sent.
They still don't like you. You kind of tan, you
I'm
know?
Pretty sure you sent me the video of those dumbass British girls who were like, this black American guy was interviewing them. Mm. And he was like.
He was shocked.
He was like, what did he ask?
I can't remember.
He was like, who do you think contributed to culture more, like black Americans or like black British people? And it's like, that is such a like big question to do. But these British people were like, all British. And he was like, okay, name like, I don't even remember what he was saying. And then he was like, are you guys black? And they're like, yeah, but we're light skin.
Yeah.
We're light skin.
Yeah.
And he's like,
he did his side eye to the camera and it was like, wait.
We're light skin and we're prettier. And it's like, I was like, honestly, like, sorry, but the racial dynamics in England scare the fuck out of me.
You could be.
And I'm American.
Listen, Negro. I don't care how light skinned you are.
I don't care how light skinned you are. You're black.
They
and they
don't like
you.
You can try your best to blend in. But if a bitch is racist, a bitch is racist.
Like,
it doesn't
matter. You're
not
the same. There's a graphic of like three people on a tree, and the person on the end of the branch is cutting off the person at the end of the branch. And it's like gay people cutting trans people off of the branch. But then it's like straight people cutting gay people off the branch. Mm-hmm. So it's like you're still being cut off the branch.
Yeah.
Like, why don't you team up with the trans person to help reinforce that branch?
Yeah.
So you're not getting cut off.
100%. 100%. For all marginalized groups.
And this is like what's happening within fandom. It's like, and the show itself, like Our Flag Means Death is like so diverse, gender-wise, sexuality-wise, race-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, I'm sorry, but like you're insulting this show, but you love a series about a man who's a white man named Captain America, who is not canonically in love with his best friend, as much as we want him to be, and as much as I believe that for my own fan, like fanon, head canons, and it's military propaganda at the end of the day for America. You're defending military propaganda over a gay pirate show.
It's over some gay pirates.
And Captain America Winter Soldier, we said last time, was our Vecna song.
Yeah,
so
no,
we love that.
We love Captain America Winter Soldier.
But be real.
Please be real. Don't insult.
Be real. Like, don't you want fandom to exist long after we're gone? Like, don't you want to keep fandom, the spirit of fandom alive? That's not going to happen if we stay in the 2010s.
Well, yeah, if you just continue to be stank over the gayer it gets.
And you're literally stuck over Stucky. I'm sorry, but you're stuck. If that's your biggest ship of all time, you're still stuck in the 2010s. And I would implore you to step out and watch something else.
Right, and I hear you. And yes, and yeah, like you are stuck. But also, if that is your number one and you have like other ones that are like current, that's good. Like, you can keep Stucky as your number one. Everybody, nostalgia wins.
Yes.
Nostalgia always wins. Like, that's not... The message. Like,
no. I'm not saying like, oh, you're stuck in the past, like blah 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 blah.
No,
I'm just saying
you're just like you're stuck with what you accept. Like, you can't be out here saying that you're open-minded and stuff if like you refuse to look at what the children are bringing or the next generation is bringing.
I'm like, if you think that because you did all this like battle, like holy war against queer ships that were not canon, and that your pain is more valid than like people having legitimate ships that are canon and like real queer content. Like, I'm sorry, I know that some people don't think Our Flag Means Death and Good Omens are revolutionary, but they are revolutionary. Like, in the same way that like Glee, sorry, was revolutionary
at the time.
At the time, and it is.
It is. Well, like, yeah, because it'll stay
has
there.
Always been, like, it will always be that. Like, Glee opened people's minds. Glee made people see themselves on TV. Whether or not the representation was good or bad, we'll talk about that on a Glee episode. Mm-hmm. It was complicated.
Yeah. You can say the same
thing
for Hamilton.
But it's a cultural stepping stone.
Yeah.
Like, things that have happened now would not have happened without them.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, these two shows have expanded my own ability to write queer characters and, like, what can be on screen realistically. I just want to tell people the dangers of like getting so caught up in projecting on characters and ships that you cannot tell the difference between like appreciating the art and like the characters and getting lost in them. Because I know that there's like this thing, there was a TikTok that was like, if you're name a hobby that you have outside of media consumption. And in the video, I agree with her because it was like people that are too online, like people that don't actually have friends outside of being online, which is a big problem for young people these days, but also like don't interact with fandom outside of being online, like don't go to comic cons or don't go to concerts or don't like meet fans in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I agree, but with that, when is it media consumption and when is it like appreciating art? Because like art is a hobby.
Yeah.
Just because it's not physical doesn't mean it's not a hobby. That's all I wanted to kind of, you know, get in the weeds, because it's at the end of the day, it's like I don't vibe with anything that's like, okay, nerd, like people saying, looking down on people because they're nerds.
No.
Or looking down on people because they're
whatever. Yeah. No. Stank energy.
It's stank energy at the end of the day.
Yeah. It's not a safe space for anyone.
Oh, this is also what I wanted to say, because in relation to the media consumption thing, somebody posted this and was like kind of pushing back against that idea of like name a hobby outside of media consumption, because it's kind of like jocks versus nerds. Like if your hobbies are football and basketball and swimming, you're cool. But if your hobbies are reading books and watching movies and like going to art museums, you're a nerd. So somebody said consuming media is not an inherently escapist hobby. It does not need to be coupled with physically laborious hobbies like sports and crafts, etc., in order to keep you in the real world, in quotes. Even if it was, escapism is not an inherently bad thing, and you don't really get to tell someone who, you know, works all day in a job that they hate and that they need to go rowing instead of reading when they get home to stay in the real world. You know, the point of this post is that physical hobbies are not necessary and are not possible for some people. Just because something is good for you does not mean it's good for everyone. In the same way, I do not moralize about people who don't like reading. It's not a big deal. People like different things. Mm-hmm. Just kind of like, some people are disabled. They cannot do physical activities. And like media consumption as a bracket of being like, you escape too much into media. And like you got like that. Yeah. That but I don't like that idea either. Yeah. I think that like there's a healthy balance of like, not crossing the boundaries of like taking everything personally and ships and fandom, but also you can escape.
Yeah.
You're allowed to escape.
Yeah.
We escape. Because you say that fandom is escapism all the time.
It is. And you can't gatekeep how someone escapes, because this is fandom, but it's also sporty. I don't know if it's sporty.
What?
Percy Jackson loved to sit at the bottom of the pool at his swim practice, and that was his escapism. Yeah, yeah. It was because he is Poseidon's child. But like, sports are escapism for some. Television is escapism for others. Reading is escapism for others. Exactly. Painting is escapism for another. Like, and some people can have several forms of escapism. Everyone should stop trying to gatekeep things.
Yeah.
Because the world is way too complicated. That's why we have, like, those tests that are, like, are you an auditory learner, or, like, visual? And then you also have the what are they called? The intuitive... The ISFJ tests. Personality.
Yeah, the personality tests.
Whatever, the personality tests. Like,
there's a million of them.
There are about 8 billion people on this world. We don't know how many variations of that type of person, of the type of person you could be. So quick gatekeeping is going to make your head explode.
I know. I think that the shipping brackets are fun. I think R5 means death is fun. I think everything that we love, as long as you're, like, remember you're supposed to be having fun.
Mm-hmm.
I think this episode was a little all... Was this episode focused?
I think it was just Our Flag Means Death.
I mean...
And media.
We used Our Flag Means Death as an example for media, like,
because
media consumption.
Everyone's upset.
Don't be upset.
Don't be upset, like...
And with that... I just want to remind everyone that we do have a Tumblr now. It's fangirl-central.tumblr.com. That is where I will be screaming, because I know sometimes I overload the story on Instagram with my musings, and now they will be shifted mostly to Tumblr, because that's where it all is happening. We also have a Patreon where you can subscribe for additional content, stuff that we don't want to say publicly.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll do like lives.
I was just about to say, I want to start doing live streams. So if you guys have something that you would like to see us like visually doing, like a board game, I want to play Mall Madness, but also like just fandom games. If you guys want to submit FMK options,
oh, yeah,
because we're really bad at coming up with them on the spot. Should we do one right now? Okay. We're really bad at coming up with them on spot. Any other like random questions? Any other topics you guys think of?
Yeah.
Holler at us. They might not be become podcast topics, but we could definitely use them in like a live stream or something.
Yeah.
If you would watch a live stream.
We're just trying to
expand
and like use this space for what y'all want to see. So just always tell, we always take feedback. Like we have a spreadsheet of topics now. Like, we're trying to brainstorm ways to get into your cities.
Yeah.
Like having meetups. Like, because we want to bring the community to the people.
Yes.
So
yes, we want you guys in the studio with us, but that can't happen. So we just want to do some virtual sleepovers.
So let us know what you thought of this episode.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did we wrap up?
Well, that's this episode.
I guess that's this episode. Go watch Our Flag Means Death at your own caution.
And I would say also watch Good Omens.
No. As always.
Keep it chaotic.
Hey.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.